Today on Real Life Radio.
Eternity is coming. And there's a lot of people in this room right now. It's going to come for each of us at the time God has appointed. Are you ready? Well, how do I get ready? You got to know Jesus.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. Now, before we jump into today's message, I want to remind you that all sorts of resources for your spiritual growth are available at jackhibbs.com. Things like devotions, podcasts, interviews, previous messages, special events, all this and a lot more available at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And now, let's get into the message. On today's edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now continues his series called The Gospel of Luke, with a message titled, The Cost of Christ. You know, this Gospel of Luke series is one that gives us both the humanity and the divinity of Jesus, as really only Luke, the physician, could do. Here now, as we continue in chapter 20, we'll consider the good news of the gospel. You see, the gospel is confrontational, but not for reasons that you might think. To know who Jesus really is to understand the price that he paid for us to experience his redemption and his resurrection. So today on this part of the message, Pastor Jack goes on to say that eternity is really closer than ever, and it motivates us to stay ready. One of the great indicators that Christ is at work in our lives is that we are aware of his soon coming return. Now with his message called The Cost of Christ, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
You guys remember a couple weeks ago I told you about the skunk in our backyard? Okay, he's just as small and cute as ever. But Friday night, our dogs ran out in the backyard. They saw him. And our dogs are now, they're just a little bit bigger than the skunk in size. And they're running out there, skunk, skunk, whatever those dogs are thinking. They just thought, look how cute he is. They ran right up there and that skunk turned around and just went, poof. Remember that little thing I told you about when he looked at me the other week? Well, he got them all over them. And so cute. So stink. Now the dogs run out in the backyard and they run and they get right to the area where it took place, the scene of the crime, and they stop and they're like, why? Because they got burned there. They got stunk there. They got punked or skunked there. And they know. You and I are like that. Something happened and now, oh, I love God and I want to be reckless for God because I used to be reckless for baseball. Or I used to be reckless for Nordstrom's. I used to spend money I didn't have. Or I don't know what you're thinking. Oh, but let's go. And now that we're Christians, because the world has burned us, God's never burned us, but the world's burned us. And instead of us being incredibly passionate and zealous for what God's called us to do, now we decide to play it safe. After we've been maniacs for the stupidest things in life, now you and I go like this, God, I'm going to follow you. Just make it really easy. Don't scare me, God. Now we need to be more reckless than ever for God. We need not be afraid anymore. There's nothing to be afraid of. You say, well, Pastor, I spoke up for Jesus and some guy made fun of me and called me a bunch of names. No, don't get freaked out. Don't cry about it. Here's the truth. You mean you spoke up for Jesus and somebody made fun and mocked and attacked one of Jesus' kids, one of God's people. Huh? Yeah, okay. That's right. You know, that guy was slandering me and saying all kinds of evil things about me, and he took a swing at me. You know what? What really happened was somebody went after one of God's kids. You need to put things in perspective. You don't need to be afraid anymore. But so many of us live like a sample life, a sampler. I'll have the sampler. And they live like this, and I don't want you to live like this. Don't think for a moment, oh, I'm in church right now. It's great. We had worship. Now we're in the Word. I feel saved. You feel saved. What does that feel like? Because I'd like to know. What does feel saved look? What does that feel like? Well, I feel really good. Oh, man. And you think for a moment, well, I got saved on Sunday, but I lost my salvation on Monday. Oh, that's okay. I'll get it back on Wednesday when I get back to church. You guys, that's not Christianity. You're saved once and forever. If you're born again. Are you born again? Are you born from above?
Mm-hmm.
How do you know? Because everything you're talking about, that's my life. I know this. This is exactly what's happening in my life. I know who the Son of God is. I know who the Son of David is. And I know what the, I know this. Then listen, it's not how you perform. He's done it. He's working in you. It's his job. When you sin, you confess 1 John 1:9 to him and you're set free and you move on. But we have this sample life. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. Listen, this is third service. You know by now. I've been up for 21 hours right now, or something like that. Not that. I've been up since a little bit before 3. I'm starving. That's why you guys at third service always get food analogies. Sampler. How many of you go to Costco to eat? No, you don't. Tell me no. Because you go to Costco to buy food and stuff. Oh, no, no, we go there to eat too. Why? Oh, are you sure? Because if that's a meal, you're in deep trouble. Because what you do, you go down one aisle and you're eating peanuts out of a little paper cup. Then you go down the next aisle and it's peanut butter. And then you go down the next aisle and it's whipped cream. And then down the next aisle and it's Dorito-type chips. And the next aisle is some fish. And the next aisle is some hamburger helper. And the next aisle is cherry pudding. And it's all a little sampler. You know what I'm saying? The rest of you are saying, I can't believe that we're not admitting that we do that. That's not a meal. Christianity is the full course. God saves you, my friend, absolutely, totally, completely. And listen, the fact is that he writes your name down in the Lamb's Book of Life. And the fact that it's there, that's why you and I are convicted when we do something wrong. That's why we get incredibly excited when we do something right to his glory. Oh my goodness, when's the last time you shared the Lord with somebody? You guys, there is, listen, poor people in the world take drugs. Christians, you want to get high? Witness to somebody. You don't even have to lead them to Christ. They might say, drop dead, Jack. You know what? When they can tell us to drop dead. When we share the good news of Jesus with someone's life, that is a rush. Oh my goodness. It's amazing. Why? Because you were built for that. The Christian understands it. Well, listen. We'll wrap this up with the final point here, and that it's this. The cost of Christ is that you and I know that eternity is closer than ever. Eternity is closer than ever. When Jesus said in verse 44, therefore David calls him Lord, how is it then he is son? Translation, there is no way that the king of Israel would have a son that he would call his Lord unless God would come through his sonship, through his loins, through his DNA, the Savior of the world. And you guys, that ought to cause, and it does cause in the life of every Christian, an expectant joy. Expectant. You know, expectant, like a pregnant woman's expecting. You know, it's amazing, but how do you know a pregnant woman, how do you know a woman's expecting, by the way?
She shows.
Listen to this. Theoretically, don't get too excited about this, but somebody could, I mean, not here now, but somebody could have gotten pregnant 5 minutes ago. That better not be happening here in this service right here. But let's just say somebody got pregnant 5 minutes ago. You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing. She doesn't know nothing. She's not going to know for a while. Guess what, though? She's pregnant. Who says? God knows. Hey, man, the sperm and the egg collide. There is a information collision that trumps anything in the universe. Not even close does the universe mathematically equate to the explosion of information when a sperm and an egg connect. Bang! God's in that. She doesn't even know it. She's tooling along. And she's just as much pregnant as in that moment than she will be in her 9th month. You don't get more pregnant. How you feeling? I'm kind of pregnant. You're not kind of pregnant. You're either pregnant or you're not pregnant. Here's the amazing thing. Expectant. How do you know? I'm expecting. Yes, you are. How do you know? Because you're out there, man. Look, she's going to have a baby. It's obvious. She's huge. Something happened. She's showing the evidence of it. A Christian has joy. It's expectant joy because the Bible teaches Christ could return at any moment. And if he doesn't return, we're going to go see him anyway. It is a win-win deal, my friend. And that should breed within us expectant joy. I'm not talking about being a lunatic and being obnoxious. I'm talking about joy. It's awesome. Joy like this, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. By the way, before I read, if anybody ever tells you, oh, buy this new book, it's a book about heaven, save your money. Because the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2, 9, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. Oh, but that one guy said he saw heaven. Save your money. The Bible says no one knows how amazing that's going to be. Does that excite you? The Bible says that heaven is going to be amazing. He said that he has prepared that place that we cannot even articulate, and he's done that for all those who love him. My friend, listen, regarding eternity, expectant joy, time is on our side as believers. Did you know that? People always say, and we have this in this, we always say, oh man, hurry up, time's running out. Have you noticed that when you're really having a lot of fun at doing something, time goes real quick? And have you noticed, like, if you're having your teeth drilled on, it seems like it's days. You have a really awesome dream, and it's over, and you try to go back to sleep, and you wake up, oh, I want to go back to sleep and dream that again. And then you have a bad dream, and it's like, oh my gosh, that was horrible. It seemed like eternity, and you don't want to go back to sleep. You know what I'm talking about? It's weird. Time's a weird thing. Remember when you're in, like, kindergarten, and time seemed to just drag on? And then you begin to find your footing in the world and time seems to race. Those of us who are older, doesn't a year now, I'm not joking about this, doesn't 12 months actually come down to now about 5 months? It takes 5 months for 12 months to go by. I'm still working off of January right now. Time is on our side as believers though. We have to reverse that thinking. We're heading to eternity. Is going to be awesome. A non-believer, a religious person goes, man, I don't know, that kind of scares me. Can you move on to the next point or wrap this up? Because that's scary. Not for the believer, it's not.
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
Did you guys see last month Mick Jagger performed, the Rolling Stones performed somewhere in the world? Mick Jagger, do you know who that is? You know who the Rolling Stones are? Mick Jagger came out there and he said, time is on my side. Yes, it is. I'm looking at this. Have you seen him? He looks like, the mummies that they have found in Egypt look younger than him. Time is not on his side. He looks horrible. Only a Christian can say, time is on my side. And you need to enjoy that truth. And listen, with that, the believer, we're excited about eternity. All we have to do right now is wait till the Lord comes. And listen, we'll have to endure that. Is that okay with you? We'll have to endure that. Because listen, my friend, in America, and this is the last bastion of peace in America, you need to understand something. You know that I believe the Lord could come back in the rapture at any second. And I'm living and I'm ready for that. But know this. Don't think for a moment that necessarily, I mean, we could, but not necessarily, escape persecution, dying for the sake of Jesus. Did you know America is turning so quick, so fast? People are hating Christians. They don't want Bibles around in schools. They don't want us. Cars that have Christian paraphernalia, stickers or whatever, are getting vandalized. Listen, people hate Jesus. They hate God. They hate the Bible. And they hate Christians. And at the right opportunity, if given the opportunity, they're going to turn on Christians. You are the problem in this nation. Think about it. He goes, yeah, but Pastor, we're all going to get raptured before, you know, anything happens, right? That would be nice. But there's no guarantee of that. What are you saying? I'm saying we could die for our faith in 10 years. We could die for, well, the way this nation's going, we could die for our faith soon. But the rapture's going to happen, right? It didn't happen for the brothers in Nairobi or Kenya. It didn't happen for our brothers in China. It didn't happen to our brothers in Turkey. It didn't happen to our brothers in Iraq. Why should America escape? We need to endure. The Bible says, don't worry. You can endure because the glories that await are far greater. And then we end here. To stay ready. It motivates us to stay ready to meet the Lord. We need to stay ready. Now watch this. Maybe you're even here right now. I hope so. Check this out. You might be sitting here today saying, oh, you silly Christians. Always talking about the Lord coming back. Making fun of that. When people say, you guys have been, my grandmother said Jesus is coming back. Well, hello, if your grandmother said it, then Jesus is really close to coming back. Next time you see somebody making fun of your hope in Jesus, that he's coming, you need to say to them, can I shake your hand? What's your name? Lucifer, nice to meet you. Why do you want to meet them? Because they're in the Bible. Tell them, you're in the Bible. Why? What? The Bible says in 2 Peter 3:3, know this first, that scoffers will come in the last days, walking according to their own lust, saying, where's the promise of his return? You're in the Bible. You should be encouraged. Jesus says, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go now to prepare a place for you. And if I go, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. How cool is that? That's awesome. You guys, we'll end with this right here. We're all done. You can close your Bibles. Eternity. Are you ready for eternity? Did you guys happen to see or hear what happened on Thursday? Continental Airlines captain closed his eyes. We thought he had fallen asleep, said the co-pilot and first officer of Continental Flight 61, a Boeing 777 from Brussels to New Jersey. Passengers on board reported after landing that they had no idea that anything was wrong. Quote, we watched our movies, we ate and drank and read newspapers, not knowing that our captain had died. We had no clue. Before takeoff from Brussels, captain called his wife in Houston, Texas, and said, I'll be home soon and I'm bringing a box of chocolates. And he hung up and he died flying the plane over the Atlantic. His crew thought he fell asleep. Now that's the way to go, by the way, if you're gonna, as long as he went in Jesus. Do you think that guy got on that plane thinking, well, this is it, it's my last trip. I'm gonna get a box of chocolates. He didn't know. Eternity is coming. And there's a lot of people in this room right now. It's going to come for each of us at the time God has appointed. Are you ready? Well, how do I get ready? You got to know Jesus, the real one. He's God, come to earth, Son of David, Adonai, declares Yahweh, Jehovah. He is the manifestation of God in human skin. He came and died for you and I. Because you guys, he had to do this for us if we were ever going to be saved. Because there could not be a redeemer from among men good enough. Because the Bible says all of us have failed and come short of the glory of God. It had to be him. Do you know him like that today? If you do, you're saying, I didn't even need to come today. I already know all this. And if today you're saying, I didn't know that, then you need him now. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning, and I ask you, Lord God, that while we're still and while we're quiet, that right now, Lord, you'd speak to hearts that are right now perturbed, a little bit distressed, uneasy about some of these verses or some of these points that are made because they don't have that assurance. And yet at the same time, I thank you, Lord, that they're here today. That's not by accident, that this message is what it is because of your amazing, amazing foreknowledge. And I'm asking you, Father, to touch them. While heads are bowed and eyes are closed, if this morning you have heard the voice of God stir you up, and that voice of God, it's possible you heard him audibly. Some people say they have. I don't know. But there's a way he speaks that is a voice not heard necessarily, but absolutely felt. It's deeper than normal. It's spirit, and yet it's affected you physically at the same time. And he's saying, you need to deal with this now. Is God speaking to you about having your sins forgiven? God wants to do that right now. He's already done the work. Why don't you allow him to apply the victory to you? Do you want your guilt removed and a new life to commence, that you can begin again brand new today? If you want that today, will you raise your hand, whoever you might be today, and I'll just see your hand. And that's all you need to do right now. God bless you up front. Anybody else? God bless you. And you? You in the back? A couple of you over here to my right. God bless. A few of you right there up front. God bless you. Anyone else? God bless you and you and you. Father, I thank you for these hands, Lord. Lord, as they right now are almost as it were crawling out from a fog, coming out from a storm into the light. They're squinting the brightness, the glory they've yet to understand and to embrace fully. But Father, they take their first step on a journey today that is absolutely glorious. Those of you who raised your hands, will you pray this prayer? And it doesn't have to be exactly, you just need to mean it. And it's this: Lord, I'm coming now. Forgive me of my sins. I have lied. I've had bad thoughts. I've been angry. I've done things that I'm not proud of. And I see now, Lord God, I know now that it was ultimately against you. And I'm sorry. I did much of it in my ignorance, and some I did it directly. Please forgive me now. And Lord, I'm calling upon you to do that because Jesus died for me at the cross. I'm asking you to remove my guilt and shame, to write my name in your book of life. I today profess and confess that Jesus Christ died and rose again, and he is my Lord and my Savior. And I vow this day, Father God, to follow you. Make me your own from this moment on. Give me strength against sin, strength against things that would distract me from this walk. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, and all God's people said.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his message called The Cost of Christ. You know, this message is part of Pastor Jack's series called The Gospel of Luke. It's a series on the book of Luke and the unveiling of Jesus Christ to this world. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio. You know, when Pastor Jack was asking how confident you are in your salvation, were you able to give an answer? Do you really know without a doubt what it means to be saved? If you still have some questions regarding salvation, we can help. Simply go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and click on the tab there labeled Know God. That's the Know God tab. And when you do, you'll find out what it means to give your life to Jesus Christ. We're not here by accident, and you're not listening by accident. The Lord wants you to know who you are in Him so you can trust Him to lead you on the right path and rely on Him in all that you do. And be sure to let us know about your decision for Christ. We'd love to hear it. And if you have any questions or concerns, give us a call, 877-777-2346. It's all right there at our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Or on the Real Life app. You know, keeping our eyes off of ourselves and on what would please the Lord and bring Him glory takes a special kind of determination and focus. That's why starting the day with devotions is a great way towards a meaningful and lasting relationship with Christ. But with tight schedules and hectic lifestyles, We don't always want to waste precious time searching for inspiring devotional material. So Pastor Jack has written and provided them for us. Simply go to our website, jackhibbs.com, and click on the tab labeled Devotions. There's a new one every week, along with quick and easy access to previous devotions, with titles such as The Eternal Love of the Lord, Our Awesome God, and Blessings in Abundance. You can even subscribe to Pastor Jack's devotional newsletter when you type in your email address. Again, it's available on our website, jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. You can also have access to Pastor Jack's devotions when you download the Real Life app for your smartphone or tablet. This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.